hand-operated, manual merry-go-round.
Would you ever call the one at a carnival a merry-go-round, though?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. This is something that is used for. They used to have when they had the coal stoves in the house. Thing you used to keep the coal in, just a small receptacle.
Coal scuttle. Or coal bucket.
Okay, now I'd like you to name for me a few different kinds of heating units that you've had in different homes in which you live.
We've had stoves, hot water boilers, hot air furnaces, both forced air and natural circulation.
Forced.
The old-fashioned furnace was merely known as a hot air furnace, and the modern furnace is a forced air furnace, the heat being driven by a fan.
Okay.
The older furnaces, it was a natural circulation of the hot air going up and the cold air coming down.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the kinds of, you distinguish is what kind of heat, though, in terms of the fuel? This is good, too, but we attend.
Wood, coal, oil and gas, and some electrical heat is now coming into prominence.
All right. Now, this is a small portable sharpener. You need to hold in your hand to sharpen a knife.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Knife sharpener. Or a stone. If you were going to, or a honing stone.
Okay.
Or a steel.
Would it have to be made of any particular thing to be called a steel, or?
Yes, it's there's a special case hardened steel used for putting a finished edge.
Okay. How about a one that is run by a treadle? You know, a larger one.
That's your,
you know, it's
a stone, sharpening stone, what is it, the scissors, grinders?
Yeah, that word, the first word, the word, the verb you use there now, use that.
Grinding wheel.
Okay. Okay, and now how is the water kept hot in this house?
By a water heater, fired by gas fuel.
Well, what did you have on Tom?
Originally a coal water heater using soft coal or bituminous coal for fuel.
Right, you used different kind of coal then in the
Yes, we used soft coal for the water heater, and we used we used both soft and hard coal. We used soft coal to start the water heater and the hard coal to finish the fire and bank it with. It held the water hotter for a longer period. But here we use gas.
Okay.
Or natural gas fuel.
Okay. You might take a car in if you're driving every 1,000 miles. You don't have to any longer, but and they do what to the car? They
inspect it, grease it, and lubricate it, repair it.
You say, and in relation to
1,000 mile checkup?
No, the word you said with a G. They do something to it. You say the car needs a what? To do that to it, it costs about $1.75, I guess.
A grease job.